Okay. We got a lot to do. We got to progress now in the sugya of Yeshua and the Mikya, Yeshua and the Sayer. Okay. All right, let's begin. Before we continue where we're at in the Tosfos, I want to point out Rashi. Okay? Let's take a look at the Rashi here. Dibra Maskil Kol HaNitonim. Okay? Let's see the Rashi here. Pinchas, you're reading the Taisa, so why don't you read the Rashi? Kol HaNitonim. Go ahead, guys. Look at Sai. Kol HaNitonim.
All of the Shlomi and the Asha at the Unim, Shtei, Matarot, Shemim, Dalid, Shnatma, Matana.
So Rashi here is Masber, all the other Kabbanis except for Chattas. Now, hopefully we all say Ezeo Makomen in the morning. We're supposed to, okay? And it's part of Karbonis. Rav Shecht always says that saying Karbonis is a key in Midiraisa, the fulfillment of a mitzvah min ha-Torah, to say Karbonos. And it's a very important concept. And we should get into practice of it. Saying it, if you don't say Ezeo Makomen, at least you got to say the Talmud and the Ketairis. The Talmud takes a minute. The Ketairis takes another minute. Lamais, it doesn't take long. But we're trying to mention examples of korbanos. Now, if you're familiar with that, there are two categories of korbanos: kachet kalim and kachet kachim. Happens to be Rashi's just being masber all the other korbanos except for chatas. Does anyone know what an ol is? It's kachet kachim. It's totally burnt up. Kachet kalim are where the bialim eat it. So ol is kachet kachim. Shlomim happens to be what? Kachet kalim. What's an asham? Asham, bless you. An asham is what? Is kachet kachim. Okay? It happens to be eaten by the Zichre Kahuna, right? But it's only eaten by the Zichre Kahuna. It's not eaten by the Balabas. Kachet Kalim is where it's eaten by the Balabas. So you see that Rashi is giving you different examples of what? Rashi is giving you different examples of Karbonis. Happens to be some of these are Kachet Kalim, some are Kachet Kachim. But something's missing from this Rashi. Which Korb is missing from Rashi? No, chat is an exception. Here he's listing all the cases where matan achas is enough, Ellie. Okay? Chat is, you know, chat is the machlek is between, you know, Beisham and Beisil. Beisham says you need at least two. Beisil says you even need what? You even need one. But when he says kol nitonim, he's not talking about chat. His chat was mentioned, right? But which one's missing? Toda. Excellent, guys. Let's get it down. Korban Toda is missing from this Rashi, okay? So the first mahalach I want to suggest is from the Sefer Dvar Moshe, where he makes this aura, and he says he's bothered by why is a Toda not mentioned. Now what is a Toda? A Toda lechachil nishtei matana shein arba. It's a mishnah zvachim nun heyem et aleph. Let's get it down. Also, if you do a matana achas betoda, it's good b'dyevid. So why is it not mentioned? So says the Sefer Dvar Moshe, again, mishnah zvachim nun heyem et aleph, says lechachil nishtei matanas. B'diyevin matan achas is good. So the kasha is l'maise. Where is what? Where is tamin? Where is tod? It's not mentioned. You got it, Nochum? That's the kasha. That's the kasha l'maise. We're going to see the tosim inside. That's the kasha. You got it? Where is tod? Rashi doesn't mention tod. So the Rambam writes in Pirak Aleph Hilchos Maase Karbonos Halacha Beis, and this is a quote. He says, they require arba minim. There are four types. Ola chatas asher mishlam. V'od yesham shloshim minei korban yachid. Ve'ma pesach v'abachor v'amaser. That's perik aleph halacha beis. Then in halacha vav v'shlamim aboyim malechim heima nikraim toda. What is a korban toda, guys? It's an animal that's accompanied with loaves. It's an animal accompanied with 40 loaves, right? Some are chametz and some are matzah. I forgot how many. 30 are what? Always forget. 30 are what? 30 are chametz. I think 10 are matzah. Or is it fakir? But that's the category of a korban toda. What do you see from the way the Rambam writes it? The Rambam writes it that a toda that comes with lechem is not considered a special korban. It's under what family? Shlomim. Correct. In fact, if you look in the Chumash of Parshas Tzav, when it describes a Korban Toda, what does it say? It says Korban Zevach Toda Ushlomov. In Parshas Tzav, it says Zevach Toda Ushlomov. So the Torah seems to be branding that a branch of the Shlomim family is a Korban Toda. And that's what you see really from the Rambam. Because the Rambam describes you know, there are these categories of korbanos, you know, and he says, the way he puts it is that Tod is under the family of a shlomim. And the truth is, if you look in the Parish of Mishnayim, in his Hakdama to Seder Kachim, in Dibur Masko Chelek HaChamishi, I'm a Rijal Loshen. It's in the Hakdama to Seder Kachim. The Ram is a famous Hakdama to Seder Kachim. In Brisk, they know all these dinim. And what does it say? In Brisk, it says, in the Parish of Mishnayim, the Ramam says, Va'atoda shu omer harei alai toda, hu korban shlomim. He says it. Hatodeshu Omer Harei Alai Toda Hu Korban Shlomim. He says Beferish that it has a din of a shlomim. The only difference is that what? A shlomim can be eaten what? Day, night, and day. Right? Day, night, day you can eat. And a Korban Toda can only be eaten day and night. Why is a Korban Toda constricted down to its mind whether you can eat it? Because the Abarbanel and the Netziv both say, because you're not supposed to leave Bus of the Korban over till the morning, you're supposed to eat it all up. That means you're going to force you to invite a lot of friends over to eat, and you'll share with your friends the nace that Hashem gave you. That's why Hashem constricted the Zman of a Toda to be eaten, because it creates a scenario, the Yisaper B'masarina. It's a Pusik and Till and Perakuf Zayin. You're always supposed to share a nace that happened to you with Chaverim. So a Toda will force that situation. You follow me? But we want to make the same dukes as the Dvar Moshe in Rashi. Please get it down. That Rashi's absence, his omission of the word Toda, is very telling, Zach. How is it telling? That it's a chelik of shlomim. And he mentioned shlomim. Just like the Rambam seems to say in the Arach HaZak and in the Akdom of the Perish Mishnayis. And we're saying that the Chumash basically says it. Zevach Toda u shlomov. Right? That it's a branch of shlomim. The only thing is it's constricted in its amount of eating. So that's the chiddush we want to suggest here as to why, Zach, you got it? As to why Rashi left out what? Left out Shlomo. Now yesterday, left out Toda. We mentioned from the Malbim. Now I wanted to point out from the Malbim, you know the great Malbim? The Or Sameach said a hesped about the Malbim. The Gemara says, Amoy cut and daf kafeim and aleph. One Amora said about the other Amora, Nassim leilos kiyomim. He's made the night like the day. What do you mean he made the night like the day? The Or Sameach said the same thing about the Malbim. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu Torah what? Shebichsav b'yom b'layla Torah shebal peh. In fact, some poskim say you're not supposed to learn Torah shebichsav b'layla. Okay, it should be the worst aveira you do in the world. Okay? I don't know if it's an aveira. Okay, but l'maisa. Shnai mikra, we can paskin. So that's what the Malbim did in his parish. He was nasim leilus kiyomim. He showed the Torah shebal peh in the psukim. He made the Torah shebal peh nasim leilus kiyomim. He showed the Torah shebal peh in the psukim. The Torah Shebichsav. Isn't that beautiful pshat? That's how the Or HaSameach was maspid, he said, a hesped on the Malbim. This is the greatness of the Malbim. That's the Malbim's perish. We mentioned from him yesterday with the Miri, to answer Daniel's point. Yarshiu means a Lashon what? Rabbin. It's modifying Elohim. Sukkot could be Lashon Yachid, like Ben said this morning. Sukkos Dovet Hanophalus. Sukkos can be Lashon Yachid. Yarshiu with the Nun at the end is a Lashon Rabbin. Okay. You got the first nickel? That's the first nickel. Pinchas, you got it? Let's go. You don't need a coat. Come on. You don't need it. They tell you that. They tell you. Let's go. Okay, I don't mind. You need it, you need it. Okay. We're up to the bottom of the Tisus. Let's go. Let's refresh our memories. What was the Lashon in the Tisus? What was the Lashon in the Tisus? Refresh our memories. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara listed off and said what? What did it say, Beferish? That there are a bunch of Tanoim that hold Yeshem the what? We don't see the Tais inside. There are a bunch of Tanaim that say what? Yeshem le what? Yeshem le what? Lemikra. There's one that was left off the list. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Zach, you got it there on the computer? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was left off the list. Who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that what do you do with the what? Kapos? What are the two halachas you learn for kapos? What are the two halachas? You shake the lulav every day, you also walk around the mizbeach. Exactly. Yeshem lemikra. Why is he not on the list? We don't want to insult Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. That was Tosis Kasha. So what is Tosis gives two terutzim? At least according to the Maram Shift, the way we're going to learn. What's the first terutz? That Kasha is only predicated on who? Rav Huna in the Gemara. What did Rav Huna say in Sukkah? Rav Huna said that it's Yeshem lemikra. Kapos with the vav, right? So you have a kash corner of Huna, but a corner of Levi has nothing to do with that. Lev echad, avim shem shabai. Lev echad, avim shem shabai. Right? That's lev echad, avim shem shabai. It has nothing to do with Yeshem Lamikra. So according to Reb Levi, the kasha doesn't start. That's what Taisa says. Yes? The Reb Levi, Mishum the Reb Levi, first awesome time achrinim. Look up what time achrinim. We said it. Avinu Shem B'Shaman. Levi. Yes? Okay. So Memele, Reb Yochanan Broca says, you should shake the lulav around the Mizbeach. Okay? Has nothing to do with Yeshem Lamikra. But if you hold like Rav Huna, what do you do? So Tosfos develops a theory. What's the theory? The theory is what, Uri? Let's get it down. What's the theory of Tosfos? Uri, what's the theory? Come on. The theory is that only what? Only when they contradict, they're mutually exclusive, do you hold Yeshem Lamikra. But if you can hold both, you do both. Efshu L'Kayim Shneim, we do it. Efshu L'Kayim Shneim, we do it. Why not? So the Marim Shif says that answers the Kash as well, says the Marim Shif. I think I mentioned the Marim Shif yesterday. But we didn't elucidate it. How is the Marim Shif saying that it answers the Kasha?
Because they're
not mutual. What are the two drushes that a youth learns out from what? Kapos. That you shake the lul of what? Every day is a mitzvah, and also you walk around the Mizbeach. What's the second halacha you learn? What's the halacha you learn from the Mesorah? That you shake only one lulav in both slots. You shake one lulav every day, and when you walk around the Mizbeach, you go around with only one lulav. Are those contradictory, Uri? No? No problem. Put him on the list. I'm sorry, that's why he's not on the list. What's our list consisting of? Only when it's contradictory or mutually exclusive, and I side with Yeshem Lamikra. Ben, you got it? Okay, Chlor. Then Tais is amazing. The amazing Bekiyas of Taisus. Taisus says, I'll prove it. What do we hold? What do we hold? When it comes to Asham Tolui. Zach, Asham Tolui. Asham Tolui is in two forms. What are the two forms of Asham Tolui? What are the two forms of Asham Tolui?
Two pieces of meat.
One of them is also, that's Ikbe Isser. That's from the word. From what? Mitzvahs. And then what? And then only if you have one piece of meat, you're not sure. You also have to be Asham Tolui. That's from the word mitzvahs without a vav. Without two vavs. That's the ksiv. Those aren't mutually exclusive. So I hold of it. And all the Tanaim hold of it. All these Tanaim, at least. These Tanaim, Rebbe, Rebbe Kiv, Rebbe Shimon, they all day Shem Lemikra, they also are Machayiv in both forms. Okay? Very good. And in Psachim, what does Rebbe Kiva say? What does Rebbe Kiva say in Psachim? Lechemoni. What's Lechemoni mean? The Mikra. The answering bread. Sipri Sis Israel. What's the Ksiv? Lechem Ani. You can't make bread of what? Can't make matzah of wine, of milk, of dvash, and what else? And honey. Because that's rich man's bread. Right? Those aren't contradictory. You can have it. You can make the drasha. And then what else? Rebbe Kiva. What does Rebbe Kiva say? What does Rebbe Kiva say, guys? What does Rebbe Kiva? Shimon, what does Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva makes the drasha of what? He says that what? You only have one lulav, but he also says you need a... What else does he make a drasha from? In other words, he says lulav echa because it's kapos, that's the mesorah. What's the what? What's the mikra? Write it down. You have to have leaves. That's a lamedal in a manalf. You have to have many leaves in order to shake it. It's got to be many blades of grass in the loop in order to shake it. And then what else? What else do we say? Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says big dobal. You can't sell her after what? After you're married her off? That's trading her. And you also can't what? Can't sell her twice. No, big dobal means you can't what? You can't spread a talus, have the master spread a talus in marriage, right? You cannot what? You can't sell her after what? Can't sell her after marriage, and also be big about trading her, being trading like Benedict Arnold, right? Being a trader because you're trading with your daughter. You can't do that twice. So you see, befeirus, those aren't contradictory. Okay, so that's what we're up to in the Tisus. So Tisus proved it very nicely. What'd you say?
What's big baguette?
Beged is spreading the talus. You're giving over to master that he can be yayed his Eved Ivri to this girl.
You can't do that.
No, you can give her over. The question is, can you sell her after the marriage?
Oh, okay.
Right? So we said you can't sell her after the marriage. That's number one. Ain't shifchas achar ishus. But can you do ain't shifchas achar shifchas? Reb Shimon holds a both. He holds ain't shifchas achar ishus, and he also holds what? Ain't shifchas achar shifchas. You can marry her off, but after she comes back, let's say the guy died, before a Nisuin, or he divorced her. She comes back to Zoster, can you sell her? No. Can you do Shivkas Arkashivas? Also no. That's big doba. That's not contradictory. That's Mikra Masorah. Right? Nachum, you got it? No problem. Yes, Daniel.
What about Chal Chela? It also might have both.
Right.
So it shouldn't be Asian liquor at this point in the Gemara.
No, the Gemara asks at the end, and it says you have to hold Yesh Aim Le what? Yesh Aim Le Mesorah. Right? The Gemara asks the Kasha. Right? The Gemara says you have to hold Yesh Aim Le Mikra, otherwise we wouldn't know Basa Mechalov. So what's wrong? Why is that difficult?
Not contradicting each other. You can learn out both.
Well, the Chiddush Aran said we would learn both. We would learn both, but from what? What was the Gemara's Kasha at the end? Okay? Let's finish the Tosa, we'll come back to your Kasha, okay? Let's finish the Tosa, we'll come back to your Kasha, okay? So, Lamaisa, okay, everyone got this so far? That's the cloud. You could say both, Ein Shivchas Achar Shivchas, Vein what? Ein Shivchas Achar Shivchas, Vein Ein Shivchas Achar Ishus. Correct. Okay, go ahead. Let's go. Pinchas. Kasha. Ishus. Ishus and Yehud is the same thing. Marriage. The marriage.
No, but they don't. Isn't there a dispute in Kiddushin whether or not, like, what stage in the process that they're in?
It has to be before Nisuin, halacha lamaisa. Otherwise, she's married. The guy died or divorced her after Arison.
What about Kiddushin? What are
Kiddushin is the same thing as Arison. It's the same thing. Kiddushin and Arison are the same thing. Nisuin and Chuppah is the same thing. A father has the ability to marry off his daughter, right? Halacha lamaisa. He can marry off his daughter until when? Until she's a bokeris. Right? So, but once he marries her off, he can't sell her, that's one din, and he also can't do shifchas achar shifchas. Let's say the yovel came, or the 6 years ended, so she goes back to her father. Can he sell her again? No. That comes from Mikra and Mesorah, no problem. Okay? Alright, let's...
What if you just want to
go ahead, you got it?
Yeah.
What's Akasha? Go ahead.
What if you sell your girl on the condition of yayud, meaning you want to, you're selling her to a master, knowing that either the master or the master's son is going to marry the girl? And they don't end up getting married. I guess that's the same.
No, it doesn't make any difference. There are two possibilities. You can marry off your daughter. It has nothing to do with Yehud. Pure marriage. And then there's something called Yehud, where you sold her, and then the guy in his own does Yehud. Yehud has nothing to do from the father. Yehud is done from the adult, the Maisa.
No, but okay? When you sell your daughter, when the father sells his daughter, it's usually you're selling your fur Yehud.
Could be. So that's the din lemaisa. If there was, is there shifchus lo yachalim krabisko lo shifchus achar ishus? But he doesn't have to do it. He could just keep her as a servant, right?
No, so, I answer my own question.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that the possibility doesn't always have to be that there's marriage. You could just sell her for servitude, and she remains for servitude. Doesn't always have to be like that. And then she goes back. Can you sell her again? No, you can't. What happens if he married her off lemaisa, and then he died before Nisuin? Then she goes back to the guy. She goes back to her father. Can he sell her? No. Okay? Those are the two scenarios. No, I'm glad you asked for that. You open up the possibility of having both. Okay? When you sell your daughter, there can be a Yehud daughter, can keep her as an Evan. We're going to get back to your Kasha, Daniel. Okay? Let's finish the Tosis. Go ahead. Pinchas, Vikasha. Let's go.
Vikasha.
Kasha Mirabiki. Miu. Miu Vikasha Mirabiki. Yeah, go ahead. So what's the kasha? Let's get it down. What does Rabbi Kiva write in Kiddushin? Only shifchas achar ishus is aser. Shifchas achar shifchas according to Rabbi Kiva's mutter. That means he's dorish only what? He's dorish only the mikra. He's not dorish the mesorah. He's dorish the mikra. If you're dorish the mikra, it's bibigdo, spreading over the thing. So you're not allowed to what have shifchas halacha maisa after ishus, but shifchas achar shifchas, where he would interpret the mesorah as being what? As being bugged, as being a traitor, that he doesn't darish. Why not? They're not contradictory. We just got through saying Rabbi Kiva by matzah does it. He does both. If they're not contradictory, why over here doesn't he do it? That's the kasha taisis. He says it explicitly. Vamaylo what? Vamaylo darish. Tosis, I want you to get down in your notes. Closes with three kashas he does not answer. He closes with three kashas. They leaves his sarachim. Go ahead. Vamaylo darish asam. Yeah, lechemoni, you did two drushes. Do the two drushes here. Ain't shivchas achar shivchas, and also do ain't shivchas achar ishus. You do ain't shivchas achar ishus. Yosef Klor, let's get that kasha down. Lechemoni makes both drushes. Make both drushes here. He only made the drush of Shivchas Acharish. Everyone, I'll write it down. Rak Oser, Shivchas, Rak Oser, Shivchas, Achar Ishus. Okay? That's the only thing Rabbi Kiva Asers. Why doesn't he do what? Aser Ramalo Aser, Ramalo Oser, Shivchas, Achar Shivchas. Great Kasha. In fact, he leaves it as a kasha. Go ahead. Next kasha. Everyone holds Yeshem L'Masor according to one Lashon over there by the Sukkah. You remember we had that? Where do we have that? We already had this mentioned in the Tulsas. Which Tulsas? New on the top of Gimel Amud Beis. Remember? On the top of Gimel Amud Beis. We got a chazer. That top Tosas already referred to that Lashon already. Remember, everyone holds Yeshem L'Masora. So what was the Machlokas? Whether you're Dorish what? Tchilas. No, whether you're Dorish Tchilas, right? Because if everyone holds Yeshem L'Masora, then what do you have? Sukkah, three times without a vav. You have one time with a vav, the other two is four. So you have four, right? So if you're not Dorish the Tchila, right? So you're left with what? You're left with three, chiseled down to two and a half. If you are Dorish Tchilas like Reb Shimon, then you have four. So chisel it down to three in a tefah, right? So what's going on here? According to one Lashon, we say Yeshem L'Masora, but what does it say in Psachim? Go ahead. The Parakeets at Solon. Yeachel. Yeshem L'Mikra. What does this mean? What do you mean Yeshem L'Mikra? Meaning, we just got through saying that what? That the Gemara, according to one Lashon, says that what is basically holds, you say, Yeshem LaWat, Yeshem LaWat, Yeshem LaMasora. So if it says Yeshem LaMasora, why does Reb Yochanan and our Gemara quote Reb Shimon to be the marker of Yeshem LaMikra? There's a Lashon in the Gemara that says he holds Yeshem LaMasora. What do you bring a riot Reb Shimon? You put Reb Shimon on your list to be a Yeshem LaMikra man? There's a Gemara in Sukkah that concludes that Reb Shimon holds Yeshem LaMasora by the walls. You understand that? And moreover, number two, if you look in Psachim, it says Beferish the Reb Shimon holds Yeshem LaMikra. Beferish. So he's bothered by this. You should have brought a riot from Psachim that Reb Shimon holds Yeshem LaMikra. Okay? So in other words, this kasha is basically a double whammy kasha. There's an A and B in this second kasha. What's the A and B? Number one, why do you put Reb Shimon on your list that what? That he's Yeshem LaMikra, the Gemara's Maskana in Sukkah Davav is Yod Yeshem LaMasora by the Sukkah. Right? Yes? Number two, if you want to bring it all a Raya, the Reb Shimon's Yeshem LaMikra man, where should you bring a Raya from? From Psachim. What's the case in Psachim? The case in Psachim is, are you allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in different places? Halacha L'maisim. Are you allowed to eat it in different places? Okay? Halacha L'maisim. So you're not allowed to carry it from one place to the other. There's an isser to carry the bus of the Korban Pesach from one place to the other. So that's a good bikiyus question. Isser hotzah. When is there an isser hotzah? On Shabbos. But what else? Also on carrying the Korban Pesach. There's a kirav onach on peheim and alfim sachim. You're not allowed to carry the bus of the Korban Pesach out from one house to the other. Halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to. Okay. B'bayis echad yovo. The Gemara says you need that kirin honacha just as well. Just like the Shabbos, you need also by the Batsa Korban Pesach. Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. What about toldus? What's a told of carrying on Shabbos? Throwing. So what happens if you throw the Batsa of the Korban Pesach from one house to the other? Minchas Chinuch has a suffix whether that's us or not. It's fascinating. But what do you see from this din in Maseches Pesachim that it says, do you focus on the Batsa being eaten? B'bayis echad, what does it say in the Chumash? Yochar Yeachel. So if you say it's going on the what? Do you look at the, is it a cholum and a patach on the adam? Or is it on the korban? Because the pasuk itself says Yeachel. Yes? The words itself, the mesora would be Yeshem L'Mesora's Yeachel. That the korban pesach should be consumed. But if you read it with a cholum, then it's Yochal. Mikra. What does Yochal mean? That he can eat it l'mais in different places. So that's in fact what Reb Shimon says. That the Pesach, Halacha L'maisa, can be eaten L'maisa in different places. So it comes out that it says when there's a Mestira L'maisa, it comes out, if there's a Mestira between the Mikra and the Mesora, we go Basar what? We go Basar Mikra. So what do you see, Beferish? We got a Kashin. What's the second kasha? The second kasha is l'maisa of Tosfos. The first kasha was this. The second kasha is any. If anything, Reb Shimon is the one holds yesh aim l'misara. Let's get it down. According to that, concluding washing the sukkah dafav, he's not an yesh aim l'mikra man. And what's number two? I'll write this as what number one. And what's number two part of this kasha? If you want to bring me a gemara that Reb Shimon holds yesh aim l'what? Yesh aim l'mikra. You should quote the gemara m'sachim. The gemara m'sachim holds yesh aim l'mikra, right? And you see b'feirish in a pasuk where it's yesh aim l'mikra. So it comes out. We said if they contradict one another, we go basa what? We go basa mikra. And by sukkah, what do we see? You're going basa what? You're going basa the mesira. Okay. So this is a double whammy. This is a double whammy kasha, because the truth of the matter is that you're holding yesh aim l'mesira when there's a contradiction according to sukkah davov. And what does it say of Sachem when there's a contradiction? And this is a case of Dvarim, Sotrim, Zeh, and Zeh. You follow what I'm saying? These are contradictory. Either you can eat it in two places, or you can eat only in one place. If you say it's referring to the Gavra, then you can eat it, I don't care where. If it says, it's got to be eaten in one specific place. How did Reb Shimon darsh it? Mikra. Those are mutually exclusive. That's contradictory, Shimon. And what does Reb Shimon go with? Yesh aim l'mikra. But in Sukkah, the Moskana is what? When there's contradictory, is it three or two? Three in a tefra, two in a tefra, yelchi Hashem and Masara. So it's a steer within Rav Shimon. Does everyone have the second kasha? Ben, you got it? This is hard toisus, very hard toisus. That's why we're going through it good. You follow me? You can miss the whole thing. Yoni, you got it? To steer within Rav Shimon himself. When there's contradictory, which one does he side with? So you see from Sukkah, Davav, yelchi Masara. And you see that in Pesachim he quotes what? Yeshem LeMikra. So I'm adding on, what Tosus also means is, you'll have a steer within Reb Shimon. But more than that, if our Gemara Ben is to portray, is to convey that Reb Shimon is Yeshem LeMikra when there's a contradiction, then quote the Gemara in Pesachim. Don't quote the Gemara in Sukkah. You follow me? It's like a threefold kashin, this number two that I wrote down. What do I mean by a threefold kashin? Number one, it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says when there's a steer, Reb Shimon's Yeshem LeMikra man. It's not true. He's a Yeshem LeMasara man. Right? And it depends on Dorshan Chilas. Who are you with me? Ellie, you got me?
Yeah.
That's number one. What's number two? What's number two? There's a Gemara out there, Beferish, that contradicts that Gemara in Sukkah. That says when there's a contradiction, you go with Yeshem LeMikra. Number three, what I'm adding on, I'm going to write this. Haya HaGemara Shilanu Lavi Pesachim. Should have quoted Pesachim. If you want to portray that Reb Shimon is an Yesh Ein L'mikra man when there's a contradiction. So number two is basically A, B, and C. There are three steps in that second kasha. Okay? Pinchas clear?
Yeah.
You got it? Yes, Johnny. Go ahead.
Can you say that there's no contradiction in Reb Shimon by Sukkah? You could say that he holds Yesh Ein L'mikra, and you get your four walls, right? And then if you hold Yesh...
But we're working, if you look up the Gemara in Sukkah, it says L'maskana. Maskinen, that everyone holds Yesh Aim L'Misora.
And then if he holds Yesh Aim L'Misora, but then the machlokas was whether or not the
reason why I'm cutting off is it doesn't make a difference what you think. The Gemara says Beferish.
I said.
The Gemara says Yesh Aim L'Misora, and it depends on Dorshan Tchilas.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that was the machlokas was.
That is the machlokas. That's what the Gemara says.
The machlokas was the halacha moshi mi'sinai, whether you add or just or deduct.
That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's everyone holds yesh aim l'misora. The machlokas is whether it darsh tchilas or not. That's it. Done. That lashon says the feirush yesh aim l'misora. So why do you want to set up our Gemara to be against that lashon? That's what he's asking. Very clear. Okay. That's what he's saying. The feirush. The Gemara says the feirush what the machlokas is. That's why I cut you off, because we can say pilpul all we want. The Gemara says Beferish what it is. And number two point is, yes, Ellie, clear? And number two point is, why does the Gemara what? If you want to quote a case where it's a contradiction, negotiation, quote the Gemara Pesachim. Reb Shimon says, Yochal, with the patach. You know what a cholim is? Yochal, the vav. Yochal. Yochal means eat it anywhere, I don't care. Yeyachal means eat it only in this house. I don't know how he's going to eat it, Lamaisa. What I'm bothered by, how you can eat it in different places if you're not allowed to carry it. You know? How does Reb Shimon learn that? We have to look that up in Pesachim and Daf Pei Hei. Lamaisa.
Also with the throwing?
How does Reb Shimon hold that? That's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. You follow me? According to Reb Shimon, it says you can eat in different places. What do you do about how are you going to carry it to different places? Maybe he holds it there's no issue of carrying. Is that possible? Is that possible that according to Reb Shimon, there's no issue of carrying? Okay, we got to look into it.
Well,
I thought it was accepted upon everyone that the Gemara held that it was an Isser.
Isn't there a special thing where you could leave the carbon burning into Shabbos if Pesach fell on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Okay, whatever, but that's a different thing, Johnny. Okay, everyone got this clear? Okay? That doesn't indicate when Lamaisa you can eat in different places. Reb Shimon says you can eat in different places. I'm bothered by it. Reb Shimon says you can eat in different places. I didn't carry it.
Right.
Thought there was an Isser to carry.
And also with the throwing, isn't that a Kiras Arach Hanachos? So that would be... us there too, no?
I mean, Chaskinuch says, is there a din of told us in Kol Torah Kula? As a Suffolk in general. Told us we have on Shabbos, Nezikin, and Tumah Vitara. Question is, do you have told us in other areas in Kol Torah Kula? He's not sure. The example that Rav Gusman gives is that Min Chaskinuch. Is there a din Zrika by the Isser of carrying Basar of Korban Pesach? It's a good Bekiyah's question. Give me an Isser of Hotzah that's outside of Shabbos. The Isser of Hotzah is Basar. Okay, that's a second Kasha. Third Kasha now, okay?
Is there a Hotzah on Yom Tov?
So is mutar nyantif. Tzarech ocha nefesh, right? We say mitoch, even if that food, right? Okay, let's go. Third kasha. Go ahead, let's finish up the taisus. Go ahead. The beperakam in the sukkah. No. The old kasha, the very end of the taisus, where you left off. The sukkos teshu, it's loshin yachid. You all can only have one layer of schach. Go ahead. No, but if you have a schach, if you make a sukkah tacha sukkah, the sukkah is psula, yes? The law I'm reading what? We don't say yeshem lemikra. What would yeshem lemikra tell me? Basukko, and sukkah tacha sukkah would be what? Would be ksheira. Is that correct? What do we see that in Psachim and also in our sugya? That if there's a contradictory, what do we go with? Yeshem lemikra. And what do you conclude over there? Everyone's going to Yeshem lemasura. So sukkah tacha sukkah, what do we side with? Yeshem lemasura, and therefore what? Yeshem lemasura, and therefore what's kosher? Only one sukkah. Sukkah tacha sukkah is psula. Sukkah tacha sukkah is psula. So what do you see from here? You see from there's a you see from halacha lemaisa that if there's a contradiction, it's either one or the other. Is it kosher or not kosher? What do you side with? Mesorah. Kasha. That's against Pesachim. So those are three kashas I want you to know that Tosfos says leaves open. Okay? Now, I have an answer to all three kashas. Maybe we could suggest an answer that Aruch Lanier says about this one. Because maybe this is two separate topics. What do I mean by two separate topics? Shimon? What does Reb Shimon say about Sukkos? What does Reb Shimon say? One is talking about the walls and one is talking about the schach. Maybe they're two different topics. That's what the Aruch Lanier wants to say. The Pasuk, the Mikra is talking about walls and the Masorah is talking about Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. Maybe they're two separate categories. So if they're two separate categories, it doesn't fit the bill of a contradiction. You follow what I'm saying? So maybe we could give that answer. Please get that down, the Aruch Lanier suggests. Maybe that's not a contradiction, because one's talking about the walls, one's talking about the schach. Okay, but nonetheless, I want you to understand the kasha. If you hold that they were contradictory, then why are you siding with Yeshem and Masor? So the Aruch Lanier says, not contradictory. They're two different topics. Okay, fine. So these are the three kashas that Tosfos has. Let's dive through them over outside quickly, and then Daniel, I want you to ask your kasha again. The first kasha is, if you're a Rebbe Kiva, why doesn't he make both drushes? We said if they're not contradictory, Rebbe Kiva does make both drushes. We know that from Psachim. Number two is really an ABC kasha. Reb Shimon is a Yeshem LeMesorah man? He's not a Yeshem LeMikra man. How do you know he's a Yeshem LeMesorah man? How do we know that? From Sukkah Davav. That's the Maskana. Dorshim Tchilus or not. He's not a Yeshem LeMikra man. Number two, the Gemara Psachim, there's a contradiction. He holds Yeshem LeMikra. If that's the case, it's contradictory, then the Gemara should have quoted that one. C. That's B and C is the Gemara should have quoted that Gemara Psachim to demonstrate that. And lastly, the third kasha is, everyone agrees Tuchsukas Tachasukas is Yeshem LeMesorah. It's possible. We only interpret one layer of Sach is good. Two layers is a problem. So no one says Mikra. So I don't understand Lamaisa. I thought it was a contradiction. I thought we all get Yeshem Lamikra. So there the Aruch Lanier wants to say it's not a contradiction. They're two different topics. One is the walls, and one is the funnels, and one is the schach. Therefore, it's not contradictory. That's why we'll be able to say, we can say one and the other also. We can Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasora. The Mikra is referring to the walls, the Masora is referring to the schach. Okay? So maybe that's what you could suggest. So that would solve it. Daniel, now what's your kasha now? So what did the Gemara say in the Maskana now? Now Daniel's asking, let's get this, guys. What is Daniel asking? That what?
They don't have to kasha each other either.
Well, what did the Gemara say? Let's kasha the Gemara outside. What did the Gemara ask Akasha? That what? How can anyone deny what? How can anyone hold Yeshayim and Masorah, basically, right? Because you never would know Basar B'chol, correct? Isn't that the Gemara's kasha? Everyone's got a hold of it. Me, you can lay slay, yay, shame, lemikra. Everyone's got a hold, yay, shame, lemikra, right? So what are you bothered by? Why does everyone have to hold yay, shame, lemikra? Because we would never know about Basar B'cholof, right? We would never think, yachol b'chelev, right? So we say, no, kamash malan, what is talking about what? Amros, we say it's talking about cholof, right? It has to be cholof. Everyone agrees to that. So what are you bothered by?
It says you only say Yeshem Lamikra when they're contradicting each other.
You could say both when they're not contradictory. When they're not contradicting, you could say both. So you're saying here they're not contradictory?
Yeah.
So you're saying say both?
Yeah.
In other words, what was the Gemara's Kashi you're saying? I mean, according to Tosfos, everyone here Daniel's Kasha? If you can do both, you do both. Efter L'Kayim Shnayim. So what was the Gemara's Hechreach to say, Lamaisa? What's the Gemara Zecharech to say that we have to hold Yeshem Lamikra? Who says that those two are contradictory? Are those two contradictory?
Well, the
Chiddush Aran said they're not. You could hold them both, right? And we said all Shtikl Torah, why Rashi said one. Daniel's asking a great kasha.
He asked him with Rav Shimon too in Sukkos.
No, but these Lamaisa, this Gemara Lamaisa, is this contradictory? Is this contradictory? The Chura, they're not contradictory. No.
Wouldn't know, but
how does the Gemara prove everyone's got to hold Yeshem Lamikra?
She wouldn't know Chalav otherwise.
What'd you say?
Wouldn't know Chalav otherwise.
What do you mean wouldn't know? The Chiddush Aran said you could say both. You say it's referring to both. No? Say it's referring. What did you say?
You don't remember the words, where the other ones were all still keeping the same premise of topic.
This is the same word.
No, but it's a completely different topic. Whereas the. For example, the one about the lulav. So
that's also two different topics.
But it's always in lulav. This is talking about either cholav versus chelav. So they're completely different.
You mean when we say they're not mutually exclusive, we were always talking about the same topic, you mean?
Yeah.
And then here's a totally different issue, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You hear what he's saying, Pinchas? Pinchas suggesting that Lamaisa, all these examples who said that they're not mutually exclusive, is always talking about the same topic that you can utilize by two different halachas. We say you got to carry one lulav in two slots, shake the lulav, and also walk around the mizbeach. But it's dealing with the same thing. Here it's either what basar b'chalav or it's tamachelav. Those are two separate things completely. You understand what I'm saying? See, all the other ones were what? Were either it was singular or what? Or is plural about that same topic, though. You know what I mean? So that's a good point what Pinchas is saying. So therefore you're saying that when you deal with two different topics, we would never know Basar B'chol, so you have everyone's got to agree Yeshem Lamikra. I think he's saying good, Pinchas. I think Pinchas is saying good. Is that true, though? I think you're right. All the other examples dealt with the same topic. Question is just how to utilize them. Is that correct? I think so. Okay, good. Let's think about it more. But Pinchas, you're saying good. It's very excellent, Daniel. Excellent kasha. Pinchas, excellent answer. I think that's going to have to be mechalal. Okay? So that's the tesis we have, the three kashas, Lamaisa. Okay? The third one we're answering, the first two are very, very difficult. Yes, Johnny, real quick.
The whole thing with Rav Shimon and the second question Tosfos brought up with Rav Shimon.
Yes?
Whether he holds Mikra or Masora, it ends up with four walls. No?
Rav Shimon holds four, you chisel it down to three to Tefah based on the Lachos from Messina.
Right.
Correct.
Whether you hold Mesorah or Mikra.
Right, but I'm saying.
That whole premise goes against what Tosfos tried to say. Tosfos tried to say, why is Rav Yochanan then broken down in the Mishnah and not in the Gemara? Because he has a case where Mikra and Mesorah are not contradicting.
Right.
Same thing with this Rav Shimon over here, it's not contradicting and it is in the Gemara. So I'm saying that second kasha really destroys.
Well, What do you mean it's not contradicting? That's
absurd. They're not contradicting, because if you learn both, whichever way you learn, you're going to get four walls. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You're ignoring the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish that everyone holds Yeshayim the Masorah, even Reb Shimon.
I'm just saying. But
Maskimin. That's the Maskimin. He's saying according to that Lashon. He does say Maskimin, doesn't he? We conclude. Okay, he's working with that Lashon.
I don't know how much you follow that. Gemara kept saying.
That's what Tosh is saying. Tosh is saying according to that Lashon that says Yeshayim the Masorah, smack against our Gemara. Don't quote Reb Shimon on your list of those that hold Yeshayim the Mikra. There's a Lashon Gemara that says he doesn't hold it.
I'm just saying you even go deeper with the question. I mean, that question also would go against this whole premise of Rabbi Yochanan ben Barova.
I don't see why you have to. You don't even have to get to that point. Okay.
I'm just saying if you do get to that point, why
are you saying that?
Because Rav Shimon in Sukkah.
Saying it doesn't make sense what you're saying, because the Gemara says with Shingei Shem and Masora, that's it, done.
Okay, so that's what Gemara Paskins, but.
Okay, so Tulsa saying don't quote Rav Shimon.
The way Rav Shimon learns Mikra and Masora, it ends up being the same thing, meaning they're not contradicting.
But the Gemara has different lashonas what he holds. That's all. Okay? It has different lashonas what he holds. And your point is, the point you're saying is really not correct. When I say it's not contradictory, it's two different topics. You're saying they come with the same conclusion, you need four chisels down to three. Fine, but that's two different ways to do it. That doesn't mean, when I say it's not contradictory, it's two separate halachas. It's talking about the same halachas. It's not germane. It's not germane at all, Lamais. Okay?
Right.
When I say it's not contradictory, I mean it's talking about two different halachas. This is talking about the same halacha. So Tosha has one lashon that's in the Masorah. That's against our Gemara. Don't portray Reb Shimon to be a Yeshayim LeMikra man, where the Gemara says clearly Reb Shimon holds Yeshayim LeMasorah. That's the first kasha Tosha. The second kasha, that's part A. Part B is there's a Gemara Pesachim that shows a contradiction, and Reb Shimon sides Yeshayim LeMikra. Part C is the Gemara should accord to that Gemara Pesachim, and not what? And not Sukkah, where in fact there's a Lashon Sukkah that says Yeshayim LeMasorah on that din. Okay?
Also, just a technical question. The Gemara says, V'chuli Amma, everyone holds Yesh in the Masorah. So, like, does that mean the question's on every single time in our Gemara?
But Kuli Amma is Reb Shimon the Rabbanan. That's what it means, Kuli Amma. Reb Shimon the Rabbanan. But Tosus liked that Lashon the best. Doesn't he say Maskinen? He doesn't say Maskinen?
Well, yeah, because first the Gemara says Kuli Amma.
Yeah, Maskinen. Usually we follow the second Lashon usually in the Gemara. Doesn't he? I didn't see. Does it say Maskinen? It says Maskinen. No. Yeah. Does it? Yeah. Lechad lishnu. Yeah. Maskinim beperikam in the sukkah. There it is. Vote kash. Okay. Very good. That's the taisus. Okay. Next taisus, guys. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. Kol ani tonim. Let's see. New taisus. Gabi, you read the taisus. Kol ani tonim. Pinchas, you okay? Let's go. Okay. Very good. Let's go. Kol ani tonim. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Go ahead. What do you say, Gabi? Okay. Let's refresh our memories. What do we say? When it comes to what? When it comes to all the karbanos in the world, how many zrikas are ma'akev? According to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, one. When it comes to chatas, what is ma'akev? Beis Shammai says two, Beis Hillel one. Beis Hillel says the same thing by chatas. And how many should you sprinkle? How many do you sprinkle? Four or you do two? What's the din? How many do you sprinkle, Allah Chalamaisa? According to Beis Shammai, you sprinkle how many? By the chatas. No, by chatas. How many do you do?
Four.
And two of them are makiv. According to Beis Hillel, how many do you do? No, we said beferish four also, but one is only makiv. Remember, we said four is lechachim. Okay, go ahead. What do you say?
Why is it four?
That's what we said yesterday. We said lemaisa. 3 + 1 = 4. No, it's mistabri. You got to do four.
Why?
Of the four, it's makiv. It doesn't mean three lemaisa. That's what we discussed yesterday, Pinchas. Right, Harikan Arba, I understand. But Lamaisa means one of the four. Lamaisa. One of the four.
Yeah, one of the four, and then the three of the four.
No, in other words, besides the one, the Rashi says it. Besides the one that's Makiv, there are another three Lamitzvah.
So like,
look at Rashi says. Dibramasko Beisilo.
Yeah, yeah.
What does Rashi say? No, read the Rashi. Ubeisilo. Where's the Rashi Ubeisilo? Beis Hillel says, right? No, it's not here in the Gemara. It's over there where? In Maseches Zvachim. Okay, Rashi says, Befer is what we said. Okay?
But
it means...
So then what's the Lashon of the Gemara?
That's what we said in the Gemara. You add it together.
It says, in general we would have four of the mitzvot, but because
It means one of the four. That's how we interpret it.
One of the four, which would imply that the other three are for the mitzvah.
Yeah, but one, in general, the chachili, you got to do four, but one is ma'akev.
Yeah,
even
so,
Basila says you
so
need
then,
four.
But after we learn that out, that would imply that now only three are the mitzvah.
No, I'll say it again. One of the four is l'chachila. That's all. One of the four is l'chachila. That's it. Only one of, in other words, l'chachila you do four, one of the four is ma'akev. That's what we said yesterday in Shir. We had this question, how you figure it out, remember? So we said, totally, you read it, Hare Kan Arba Matanos, Shlosha L'mitzvah Achad L'akev. Three plus one is totally four, and one of the four is Ma'akev. But four is what you get to do with L'chachila. Rashi says in Beferish and Zvachim. We were bothered by what you said, by what you're asking now. We said that yesterday. I said, why isn't only L'chachila three? Because you have to add them all together. It says Beferish. Pinchas, Hare Kan Arba. No.
Yeah, but then it says...
No, but the breakdown is three of the four, Lamaisa, really means what? Three of the four really means achas man. The way you have to read it is, one of them is ma'akev, and add on the three for a mitzvah. That's what it means. That's what you're reading.
I think you'd ask that if you learned out on Ishami the same way, then it should have been six.
Yeah, that's what we said. It's different. It's a little bit different the way you're learning it out, because according to... You can't do six, because there's not six corners, right? So it means four. Two of the four is Makiv. In that sense, it's the same. Two of the four is Makiv. According to Basil, one of the four is Makiv. It's a little strange, but that's what we said. You have to say, Rashi says in Maseches Vokim, that's what we said, the Pshat was on Lamed Zayin and Beis. Okay? You get the Zvokim there, Johnny. Bring out the Zvokim. Okay, let's see the dice inside. You hand me the Zvokim? Okay, ready? Go ahead, Gabi. Let's see inside. Call in and turn in. Oh, in the Zvachim in Perak Bereish in Perak Beis Shama, you open up, find the Rashi, please, for me. Lamed Vavam and Beis in Dirmasko Beis Sila. Go ahead. Lamed Zayin and Beis. Go ahead. Oh, it says Beferish Abraisa. That how do you know that one sprinkling is good? Because it says Dam Zvecha Yishafeh. Venera.
Hach
drosha.
Drosha asa liba to beish shamai.
Oh, it's going like beish shamai that one is enough by the other karbonis. Go ahead. What does it mean, lo adifa michatas? How does beish shamai know that one zrik is good enough by all karbonis? Because the bininav by what? By chatas. One is enough by chatas, so everywhere else is one is enough. He doesn't need a drosha. It's damas of chayi shafeh. He does not need a drasha at all. Nothing doing. He doesn't need a drasha. Okay, he has a bininah from Chatas. Beis Hillel needs dam sevachayi shafeik, means one sprinkling is good. V'chein mash mahasam. V'chein mash mahasam,
so you have to cover the hanach t'nai, the maf yihai dam sevachayi shafeik, the drasha achrina.
And therefore what? And the tana that says what? That learns Dam Zvechei Shafeik, learns it out for another drasha. What's the other drasha? Well, what's the other drasha? That the blood that remains you pour on the what? The blood that remains you pour on the Mizbeach. Okay? And there's a halacha that the blood that remains in the cup, where do you pour? You pour on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. So that's the other drasha we learn it for that halacha. Okay? So you see that what? You see that according to the other Tanoim, they learn out for another drasha. How do they know Matan Achaz is good? Mishani, the Gemara answers, go ahead. Oh, we hold like Beis Hillel, Damre. Keeper is good. V'alfina kulu. Oh, there it is. Okay? So how do you know one sprinkling is good for all karbonos? According to Beis Shammai, Dam Zevachacha Yishafeich. Correct? How do you know according to Beis Hillel? That one is good for all our karbonos, beat it out from chatas. Because chatas one is enough, so everywhere else it's good. You got it? So therefore, he points out beautifully, that's the drasha in the Gemara. Here at Pinchas, it says it in Zvachim here, Rashi, Dibur Masko Besil, you found the Rashi there? You found the Rashi there, Johnny, did you find the Rashi?
It's Karnos.
No, it says Ubesil. He makes the drasha Besil. Oh. Beisilu, sorry, yesh. You with me, Pinchas? Rashi and Zvachim, Lamed Zayin and Beisu. Beisilu, sorry, yesh. Aim lemesaurus, hilkach harei arba, shloshim mehen lemitzvah, Nemru, she mitzvah lecharchila litain af alehen va'achas me'akevis kimefarsh ma'azol. Okay? So in other words, you see that halacha lemaisa lecharchila, you're supposed to put four, one of the four ma'akev.
It seems like from the Rashi that you only need three.
No, but besides the one that's ma'akev, you have to put three lemitzvah. So at the end of the day, how many do you have to do?
Lechachilu. At the end of the day, you do four.
At the end of the day, you do four. I understand. But you do one is ma'akev, and other three are lechachilu.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, how many do you have to do lechachilu at the end of the day? You want to say only three?
I'm saying... I'm
saying that it's hard for me to believe that. It means one of the four are ma'akev, but you have to do four in total lechachilu. That's why I'm saying I don't think that that's correct. Okay, I think it's wrong to say that lechachilu you only do three and one of the three are makin. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said harei kan arba shlosha lemitzvah va'achas lakin. It doesn't mean one of the three. It means one of the four lemaisa. Okay,
one of the four and the other three are.
I understand, but we're talking about isolated things you have to do. So one are makev and three other ones are only in the realm of lechachilu. Halacha lemaisa. So it comes out that really you should do four lechachilu and one of them are makev.
So then how would you explain that with Beis
Shammai? That's what Ben asked, because they're not six corners.
Yeah.
So it's only four. You have to do four. Two of the four are makev, but four are lechachilu. That's all. I think that's the pshat. So it's a little, we mentioned it yesterday, it's a little bizarre. But that's what you have to say the pshat is. Okay. Very good. So what do we have Tosis Kashas? What's Tosis Kasha? Gabi, what's Tosis Kasha? He hasn't asked the Kasha yet. He was Masber that according to Beis Shammai, what do you need? You need one Zrika for all Karbonos. What do you learn from? The Dam Sevaka Yishafeich. Where does Beis Hillel know it from? Abinadab from what? Katas. Go ahead. Now he has a Kasha. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, in other words, why would Beis Hillel have to dig up a pasuk, halacha lemaisa, to tell me that one is enough? Why would you think that you would need two? Because chatas has two, so all other karbonos need two at least? Chatas is different. Chatas, you have the din of what has arba karnos. You have to spread the blood on all what? On all four corners. So chatas is different. Obviously, b'diavad, halacha lemaisa, it wouldn't be enough. I would never think one is enough. Baksin chatas. So Tos asking a bam kasha, what do you have to dig up a pasuk for Beis Shammai for? To tell me that all the rakabanas one is enough. Why? Because you would have compared it to what? You would have compared it to chatas that you need at least two? I never would have compared it to chatas. Chatas, I would have boxed in and said, Chatas needs two. Everyone else would need one. So what do you need to dig up a pasuk for? That's number one, Kasha. Number two, go ahead. No, that's already there. So what's the Kasha, even according to me? What's the second Kasha? What's the second Kasha? Even according to who? Even according to Beis Hillel, what? I would have thought that all the matanos would be ma'akev, he loved the alpha mechatas. Okay? I would have thought, halacha lemaisa, that at least what? If I wouldn't have learned from chatas, even according to Beis Hillel, I would have had a half of the matanos of ma'akvil. If I wouldn't have learned from chatas. Why? What's the din according to what, Beis Hillel? What's the halacha from chatas? That one is enough. And what does it say? How do I know that from the bininav? It's mashma that what? That if it wasn't for that bininav, what would I have said? What would I have said? I would have said that all matanas are one. All matanas are ma'akev. Not just one. Not just one. I would have thought everything is ma'akev. I would have thought everything is ma'akev. Why would I have thought that? Why on earth would I have thought that? He says, mashma safil besil hava mini de ma'akve. I would have a half a minute that the zrikas that you do are ma'akev. Ilav the alpha mechatas, that one is enough. Why would I have a half a minute that all the other things would be ma'akev and shark bonus? We don't find lemaisa. What do we have a svara that we have? Kapara bichdi? What is the lashon of the Gemara? All I have to do is one action. Kapara bichdi is enough. So he's bothered by the kasha. According to Beis Hillel, Lomaisa, what do you see? The first kasha was according to Beis Shammai. If it wasn't for a pasuk, I would have modeled all the kabbonis after chatas. Chatas, I need two. All the other kabbonis, I would also think need two. Why would I do that? Chatas bakshin. Chatas is special that you need two. Shtayim shein arba, because you need the corners. But everything else, I wouldn't think that. So why do I need to dig up a pasuk? That's number one kasha, Beis Shammai. What's number two kasha? Kasha is basilis. The Gemara says you need to have a what? You need to have a binyan av, according to Beis Shammai, to learn out that what? That one sprinkling is enough for everything. I need a binyan av from chatas. And if it wasn't a binyan av, I'd be finished. Why would I be finished? Why would I be finished? Chatas lamais is what? Chatas is special, halacha lamais. Chatas is special, right? It says what? It says karnos, right? Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai would say, okay, I don't need two, but at least I need one, but it's special. I can't get a kapar unless doing one sprinkling. So, halacha lemaisa, why is the binyan av save me? I never would have thought anything else. I would say all the other karbanos, one is enough too. Because I have this mandate. What's the svara? What's that svara that the Gemara's lashon is? What does it say? Kapara bichdi loshkachinen. You have to do at least something to get a kapara. So do one sprinkling, that's it. Chatas, there's one sprinkling. Everywhere else, there's one sprinkling. If it wasn't for the binyan av from Chatas, I would think other ones are makif. Why would I think other ones are makif? Why would I think that? Box in Chatas. Box it in. Chatas is Chatas. Chatas, one is enough for Chatas. Everything else, I also would think one is enough. Because of that svara of karpara bichti loshkechina. That's the way I want to learn the pshat in the Taisis. You understand what I'm saying? Gabi, if you hold the svar of kapara bichdi loshkinin, all you need is one sprinkle to get a kapara, but you have to do at least one. It's like the Gemara says, the lifeline is from the binyan av from chatas. That's your lifeline? Why do you need that lifeline? Box in chatas. I'll figure out everything else on my own anyway. See, he wrote in here, yishvach, but that doesn't make any sense. The drash is only according to Beis Shammai. I'm saying based on the svar. And the very next Tosus, if we get to it, we got to try to get to it, because I want to get to halachas of Baha today. But the truth of the matter is, and the why sometimes we don't practice it, but Lamaisa, what I'm saying is that svar is held stark by Beis Hillel. So that svar is good. So don't tell me the lifeline is chattis. It's not a chattis, you're stuck. What's the lashon in the Taisa Rush? I saw it inside. Taisa Rush says, oh. Taisa Rush, I underline, he says, how could this be? What is it, Taisa Rush? Oh, Tema, Lamali Kra Mehecha Taisin the Makivit. Filu Beisil lo yafina mechatas. Dika lemifra chmala chatas shen chatas v'arba karnos. Right? Chatas is special. Chatas is special. How does Beisil himself be mazmin the Gemara to get out of karnos? What do we say? One of them is a mitzvah. So he said, do them all the mitzvah. Why is one of them makin this karpa? It's all the chachila, right? So I'm saying that's the svara. So Toysa says, oh, if it wasn't for the binyan avachatas, you'd be done. Why would you be done? You wouldn't be done at all. That svara applies everywhere. Gabi, you got it clear? So let's say it again. Nachama, what are the two kashas now? Number one is, why does the Gemara say you need to dig up a puzzle for Beis Shammai? To tell me all sprinklings of other karbanos, one's enough. Why do you need a pasuk? Because I would have learned it from chatas. The chatas you need two. Everywhere else you need two. Chatas you box in. It says karnos. Number two kasha. According to Beis Hillel, it says the lifeline is a binyan av. The binyan av from chatas that one's enough tells me everywhere else. Even without that binyan av, I would know one is enough. I know chatas is different. And how would I know one is enough? We're saying because of the svara. Of course one is enough. You need a svara, but you need to do at least one.
What's the foundation of the
svara
from the
pasuk?
No,
svara bichti lo ashkechin and kapara. You have to do something to get kapara. That was what the Gemara said, right? The Gemara said all of them should be in the mitzvah, the chatila. Gemara said chas v'shalom, one of them has got to be makif. Remember we learned that was a svara. Remember we said lamali kras svari. That's a pasuk. It's not a pasuk. It's a svara lamaisa. That was the chiddush we wanted to say from the Marab. Okay, go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead, Gabi. Let's go. Finish up the we gotta get moving. Go ahead. What do you say? So what he gives two terutzim. Go ahead, Venera.
Near the first, the hiding time of Yeshua with the Matanash of Karnos.
Ah. It says Saviv. When you say the word Saviv, what does that mean? That means we view the Mizbech as all one unified thing. And the only way you can do it is what? Is if all the Matanas are Makiv. You can accomplish all four corners with the two that are four. You do the two corners, right? You can do the two corners and touch all four. You know, you do exactly how the corner goes right and left. But you need at least two. So I would think every sprinkling you do, you got at least have two. That's why I need to dig up a pasuk. That's why I need a pasuk of Dabz of Ishmael, that one is enough. Because of the word Saviv. Okay? So the word Saviv. What do you say according to Basilo, though? How do you answer it according to Basilo? Why do you need Chattas? Why do you need Chattas according to Basilo? Because why? Because what would I say according to Basilo? If it wasn't for what? Was it for Chattas? If it wasn't for the Bididah from Chattas, what would I say? I would say you need two. Even Basilo would say you need two by the other Kabbalists. Why? Because it says Saviv. If it says Saviv, I would think that what you would need to do two even according to Basilo. Okay? See, Tosus is backing out of it and saying that everyone needs the Pasuk now. That's what Tosus is saying. Both Beisham and Basilo is backing out of it and saying everyone needs the Pasuk now. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Everyone needs the Pasuk. Beisham and Basilo need the Pasuk because they would think you need to do four. Because it says Matanas. It's an interesting Chiddush because you know what's going to come out according to Basilo? I would think all the other Kabbalists would be more Machmer than Chattas. All the other Kabbalists I would think would need at least two. Chattas would only need one, which is a bit of a Chiddush. So that's why you need the Pasuk to tell me, Dam Sevech Yefech, even according to Basilo, that all the other Kabbalists want, Halacha Lamaisa only need one, just like Chattas only needs one. Because Lamaisa, you need to learn out from the Bininav. Because the Pasuk of Saviv, that's what Tosis is saying. I want you to get this. Tosis, in the answer of Tosis, is slugging up everything now. He's being chozerbom. His mamish being chozerbom. Okay? Because in the beginning of Tosis, we learn from Davos and Chashavech that one is enough as Makir. Tosis said that was only according to Beis Shabbat. But according to Beis Silo, we learn from Chattas that Abinadav is Makir. And therefore, one is enough. Tosis says the whole thing is wrong. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Get it down. There is no Bininav. The Gemara never said it, Beferish. There is no Bininav. The Gemara, there is no Bininav. Okay? That was Tosas talking before, not the Gemara. There is no Bininav. Everyone needs Dam Sefer HaYishafech. Beis Shammai needs it, and Beis Hillel needs it as well. Okay? Beis Shammai needs it, and Beis Hillel needs it as well. Because there's no way we're going to be able to get to what? There's no way we're going to be able to get to Halacha L'maisa to be able to compare Chattas to everything else. Halacha L'maisa. I need to say, Halacha L'maisa, according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai L'maisa, I need two by Chattas. According to Basilo, I need one by Chattas, right? And by other Karbonis, how do I know everything? Dam is Zivachachi Shafek. Plug it in. According to Beis Shammai, it means what? All other Karbonis, one. According to Basilo, it means what? All other Karbonis, also one. Okay? So I would have thought, based on this Pasuk of Saviv in general, that maybe I had to do two. Okay. It turns everything about face. That's the Chiddush of this places, okay? That Tosos assumes that the Pasuk is needed both the Beisham and Beisil. What do you assume in the Kasha? It was only Beisham I needed, not Beisil. Now everyone needs it. Why does everyone need it? You know why everyone needs it? Because I would think all Kabbalists have to fulfill Saviv. Turns out that what Chattas now is really basically more, at least according to Beisil, is more Makel than the other Kabbalists. Because according to Beisil, Chattas only needs one sprinkling, right? All of the other Kabbalists, because of Saviv, I would have thought needed what? Needed more. Kamashvan, they don't. It's a drastic change from the Kasha of Tosis to the Teretz of Tosis. Does everyone follow what I'm saying? Ben, you follow me?
Yeah,
it's a drastic change. Because in the Moskonos of the Tosis Teretz, right? Chattas now is more Makel. The other Karbonis, I would have thought, Saviv, you have to, you two is Makev. Kamashman, it's not, one is Makev.
How does Beis Hillel now learn the point on the Yesod? According to the beginning of Tosfos, he said he uses it to teach the Pasuk to teach a part of the
Yisod. Right, the other Tanaim learn it out. That's a good Kasha. How's he going to learn it out? That's a good Kasha. They both need the Psukim. How are you going to learn it out? It's a good Kasha. So
also,
it could be...
The question is also, how did Beis Shammai learn it originally?
What'd you say?
How did Beis Shammai learn it originally? He always used the Pasuk.
Right, so he'll have another Pasuk. He'll have another Pasuk to learn that in. Lamaisa, that's what they have to say. But I saw it could very well be, maybe you could say a svara, that pouring on the mizbeach, you also get a kapara. Maybe pouring it on the mizbeach. Pouring it on the mizbeach the next time, you also get a shtickle kapara, because Beshama denies the svara. So maybe that's what you could say, similar to what Shimon's saying. You understand what I'm saying? So, okay. They'll have another pasuk to learn it out. Okay, very good. So that's Tysus here. Okay, let's now Lemaisin. Okay? Let's get to the we'll pick it up at this tomorrow. We got a lot to do, guys. I want to do Steinlocket and Minayin Verabonin. I want to finish up, so we gotta get going. Let's get to Alochit, and then we'll